2-day delay, Janet Jackson's All For You tour finally kicked off Saturday night, her biggest production yet. Janet treated fans to a 26-song set, 8 of which are off her new album, and all performed on a sprawling stage to accommodate the mass choreography she performs with her 8 dancers.
Does it take a lot of work to get yourself up to sort of touring level, physically, mentally?
Yeah, but it comes gradually, and it's so funny. In the beginning, you're so excited, so gung-ho, that you have to truly pace yourself. You wind up giving so much to yourself. One of the tours, I found myself backstage going, oh, my God, we're only at Black Cat, and I've got, like, half the show to go, and I needed to sit down, and I couldn't. I had to run right back out, but you find the energy, and you truly have to pace yourself.
For better or worse, is not having Renee around as part of starting yet another big full-scale world tour, is it, do you notice his absence? Is it, did he fill roles that are not there now?
No, and I don't mean this in a negative way at all whatsoever. I'm just being truthful. It's been wonderful. Yeah. It really has. I'm not trying to be malicious, I should say. It's been absolutely wonderful. And, I mean, the only thing Renee actually did with Velvet Rope is I was so busy I needed help with the opening, so he stayed back in L.A. and oversaw that whole production of the opening of the show. But it's been absolutely wonderful. It really has.
But despite the high spirits, you'll probably want to catch Janet's tour extravaganza this time around, because it very well may be her last.
You just feel it. It's something that you feel inside, and that's the way I've been looking at everything. Just taking it all in, because I really do feel in my heart this is my last one.